There's music in the air when the intercorn is nigh, and faint its cautious sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, where folks are friendly and life is mighty pleasant. A good lot of the town's entertainment is furnished by an old-fashioned singing group in which Eli Jenkins is the leader. Of course, Eli just does his singing evenings. Daytimes, he's town grocer. And anytime there's trouble, he's the sheriff. So you can see that Eli's a pretty busy man. He's even beginning to complain about all these activities. And who's he complaining to? Why, who does a man always complain to?
I tell you, Jenny, with all these here things on my mind, I'm getting to be a nervous wreck.
Yes, sir.
Well, here I got my store to think about, my duties as sheriff, and my singing group.
Yes, sir.
It's enough to drive a man plumb crazy.
Yes, sir.
But doggone it, Jenny, don't just sit there agreeing with me.
Why not, Tom?
Well, don't sound natural. Whenever a woman keeps agreeing with a man, he knows darn well that she's just tolerating him.
Do you want me to say what I really think?
Sure I do.
I don't think you're half as overworked as you think you are.
Well, that sounds better. Now we can argue it out and get somewhere. With all I got to do, just tell me why I ain't overworked.
Well, every morning you walk down these steps into your grocery store and unlock the front door. Then you sit on your stool until somebody comes in and wants a sack of sugar or something. Chances are you don't even have to get off your seat while you hand it to them and ring up the sale. So you repeat that 10 times a day? That still ain't work.
There you go. Minimizing.
And what am I doing during the day? I make the beds, sweep the floors, scrub the kitchen, cook the meals, polish the furniture, wash and iron, and do the sewing and the mending.
All right. So I don't work myself to death in my grocery store. I still got the singing group to think about.
You sure can't call that work. It's a picnic every time we get together.
All right, then I'm still the sheriff. Don't I even get credit for that?
I might have known this would happen. You haven't had an emergency sheriff's call in 3 months. But now that I'm about to cinch my argument, I'll bet you this here is a call.
Hello. Yeah, this is Eli Jenkins. Huh? Oh, yes, Miss Mulvey. You want to report a prowler around your house.
I knew it.
You see, Jenny, how there's always something coming up. Yes, Miss Mulvey, go on. Uh-huh. Oh, that sounds serious. Mighty bad. What time did you hear this? Just now. You bet I will, right away. Duty calls, Ma. Gotta swing into action.
Oh, Eli, stop being dramatic. Old Miss Mulvey is always hearing things.
I guess that comes from 20 years of hoping that a man will come around bothering her.
I'll get it. Yes? Who? You want Sheriff Jenkins to come right away to Richard's farm? What? Prowlers? Yes, I'll tell him.
Eli,
it's another report.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry for the way I was talking about how you don't have much to do. Looks like this is real trouble.
Don't you worry none, Ma. I'll go out there in the dark of night with danger lurking at every corner, ever on the alert to capture the desperate criminal. Of course, I'd feel a whole lot better if I just had some bullets for this here gun.
One by one, the members of the singing group have gathered. Till now, Eli Jenkins, the leader, is the only one missing. Eli's still out on his emergency call, and Jenny's trying hard to act the part of a sheriff's wife.
There's nothing to worry about, I guess. Eli's only been gone about 30 minutes, and that ain't time enough to get shot, unless somebody's awful quick.
And you say he didn't even have any bullets for his gun?
No, Ben. He used them up shooting jackrabbits last Saturday.
Gee, Hossabeth, that's a fine kind of a sheriff to have. Why, even I have some bullets.
Well, what do you do with bullets around your feed store?
I keep them for protection. It looks like I better, since the sheriff ain't equipped.
Oh, don't get concerned about it, Ben. Why, at my gas station, I'm there alone until all hours. I've never been bothered. Things are peaceable here.
They always have been, Cliff, but there's a first time for everything.
Stop worrying so, Jenny. Eli is probably at old Miss Mulvey's visiting, if I had my guess. She don't stop at nothing to get a man in her house.
Look who's talking.
Ben Potts, if you're meaning...
Now, patience. Ben don't mean nothing.
You know, I've an idea. Since Mr. Jenkins is being detained, why don't Cliff and I practice our duet?
Sure, we can get that done.
All right, if you want to. I'll get over here at the organ and play for you. What is it you're going to sing?
Always.
Oh, yes, I have it right here.
Everything went wrong all the holiday long. I feel so blue. that my blue days are past. Now that I found you at last, I'll be loving you always.
Always.
With a love that's true.
Pretty. I declare, Cliff, you and Marion do sound good together, especially you, Cliff.
That's what I keep telling her. What is it they say in the big city? We could make such beautiful music together.
Oh, Cliff, stop. Oh, this must be Eli phoning now. He's sure been gone long enough. Hello? Huh? Oh, I was expecting Eli.
What is it, Jenny?
Well, they say they're expecting Eli, too. It's the Richards farm phoning again. He ain't even got there yet.
See, what'd I tell you? I knowed old Miss Mulvey wouldn't let him get away.
What's that? You're still hearing prowlers around your farm. Well, Sheriff Jenkins has been gone some time. I sure hope nothing's happened to him.
I'd be more worried about Miss Mulvey than I would the prowlers.
Oh, Patience, can't you leave the poor girl alone?
Girl? My stars, Ben, if she looks like a girl to you, I think you better get yourself a white cane and a C&I dog.
Yes, of course Sheriff Jenkins will be out to your farm as soon as possible. Why, right this very instant, he's out braving danger somewhere, risking his life in the line of duty.
Hello, everybody, and how are all you good people on this lovely night?
You bet I'll tell him. Plenty. Uh-huh. Good night. Eli, that was the Richards farm calling.
Oh? Well, now, ain't that right nice of him to call and say hello on this beautiful evening?
What's happened to you?
In case your memory is getting short, they called less than an hour ago to report prowlers around the farm.
Oh, no, Jenny. Your memory's getting bad. It was Miss Mulvey who phoned. Dear Miss Mulvey, you know, we ought to get to know her better, Jenny. She's the sweetest little gal.
You're worse than Ben.
Just come down to earth, Sheriff Jenkins. Long enough for your wife to remind you that you got two calls about prowlers.
I did? Now, ain't that amazing that the other one should have slipped my mind that way? I remembered to go to Miss Mulvey's.
What'd I tell you, Jenny? What's more, that red hair of hers sure don't look natural to me.
Eli, if I ain't getting too inquisitive, just what have you been doing since you left here?
Well, I went to Miss Mulvey's, and then I looked for prowlers around her house, but I didn't find none, so I went back to tell her that, and then she felt so bad that I'd come over to her house to protect her. She said I was big and strong. Well, she felt so bad about troubling me that she went and made some nice hot chocolate to make up for it.
Wasn't that nice of her?
Quiet, Cliff. A man doesn't understand these things.
And while you were sitting and sipping, I don't suppose it occurred to you that there was something you ought to be doing.
Sure. I remember about the singing group here for practice, so that's why I hurried back.
Hurried?
Shall we get on to one of our quartet numbers now, folks?
Oh, I guess we might as well. Since the Richards farmers waited this long for the sheriff, I guess it won't hurt him to wait a little longer.
Oh, darn it. Can't imagine how that slipped my mind. Well, get over there in a jiffy. Gosh, and it's way on the other side of town. Have to pass Miss Mulvey's to get to it.
Just be sure you pass her house, Pa.
Yeah. All right, now, let's get on with the singing practice. Turn to page 21, folks. She makes the best sugar cookies, Jenny. You ought to get the receipt from her. That was a sour note you struck.
You ought to be glad that's all I struck.
And all right, now, everybody.
My Fanny, my love in the ocean.
Scout sing that a lot. Well, I better be getting over to the Richards, if you'll excuse me, folks.
Should I write it down on a piece of paper so you won't forget where you're going, Eli?
Oh, Jenny, don't rub it in, dagnabbit. Wish I had some bullets for this here gun of mine.
You're a fine sheriff you are, Eli. Here the folks all rely on you, and you don't even have a gun what shoots. Why, even I got some bullets.
Oh, I didn't know you had a gun.
I don't, but it makes me feel better to have the bullets.
That ain't the craziest. I suppose you crack them on your teeth and throw them at the burglars, eh?
Sounds to me like you two ought to get together. Maybe Ben's bullets will fit in Eli's gun.
Good thought, Cliff. It must be wonderful to have a brain.
Oh, it helps to keep my ears apart.
What caliber is your bullets, Ben?
I can't quite remember. They're either 22 or 38.
Oh, that's dandy. I got a 32 gun, so they ought to average about right.
Well, I'll gladly loan them to you, Eli. Hey, we can stop over by my feed store and pick them up.
You're just looking for an excuse to go with me. Darn it, can't I go out on my sheriff's duty without you tagging along?
Well, looks like somebody needs to tag along to remind you to do your sheriff's duty.
Oh, all right. Well, we won't be going along.
You better not be.
I'll see to that. So long, folks.
Bye, boys.
What do you think of Eli sitting and having chocolate with old Miss Mulvey? I'll bet you're right about her hair being touched up red, Patience.
Of course I'm right. And the worst part is that she's really a mighty fine cook.
And why should that matter to me? Ain't I always fed Eli well and made him cookies and pies and always took good care of him?
Hey, what is this? You two sound like you're conducting a post-mortem.
Big tragedy starting just this way. Don't you ever forget.
Oh, now, Patience, aren't you getting all worked up over nothing? Why, I've never seen such a devoted couple as Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins.
We used to be.
Women just like to worry, I guess. You get all upset over nothing.
Well, how could Mr. Jenkins ever see anyone else after all the love and sweetness you've given him?
But I ain't got red hair.
You could have, Jenny. There's a place in Shelby Junction that does that kind of stuff. I've seen them go in gray-haired and come out all sorts of colors.
Here's where I put my foot down. You've said enough, Patience. And if Jenny ever touches that pretty white hair of hers, you'll have me to answer to.
No, I wasn't thinking of no such thing, Cliff. I don't know what I've been thinking, but my imagination run away with me.
Now you're making sense again.
Don't do no good to be blind to things, I always say.
Oh, but sometimes you can look so hard, you see things that aren't even there, Patience.
How would you like it if I sang you a song, Mrs. Jenkins?
I'd like that fine, would you, Cliff?
Anything you like. Just
well,
name
let's
it.
See. I guess Carrie Dance is my favorite.
That it'll be. Marion, would you accompany me, and we'll let Mrs. Jenkins sit back and be the audience.
Oh, of course.
The days of the Carey dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Carey piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Carey dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Was there ever a sweeter calling in the dance than Eileen Moore? Or a prouder lad than Paddy,
as he boldly took the floor. Lads and lasses, to your places, up the middle and down again. All the merry-hearted laughter ringing through the happy glen. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Time goes on, and the happy years are dead, and one by one, the merry hearts have fled. Silent now is the wild and lonely glen, where the bright glad laugh will echo ne'er again. Only dreaming of days gone by, in my heart I hear loving voices of old companions stealing out of the past once more. And the sound of the dear old music, soft and sweet as in days of yore. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. To think of it, or to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too.
Thank you, Cliff. That was beautiful.
It surely was.
I don't know what's keeping Eli so long. We ought to be back here by this time.
Yep, why, it might be dangerous powers he run into.
And Eli's so brave.
Eli's brave? What about Ben? He went into danger voluntarily. It weren't even his duty to go.
It's awful dark out tonight, and what if them bullets didn't fit Eli's gun? Oh, this waiting is terrible.
Well, old Doc Hughes is nearby if he gets bad hurt.
Patience, are you going to get Mrs. Jenkins all upset again? Well, it's probably just a stray cat that they heard and mistook for prowlers.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Mr. Jenkins said he couldn't find anything around Mrs. Mulvey's house.
We're assuming that he looked, of course.
Just don't you ladies worry now.
Oh, what's that?
Say, I like this.
Cliff.
Marion jumped right into my arms.
Cliff, did you hear that?
Yeah.
What did it sound like to you?
Oh, prowlers, I suppose.
Well, don't ask the one concerned about it. Do something.
Oh, I was afraid someone was going to suggest that. I'd better take the back stairs, Mrs. Jenkins. The noise is coming from behind the store.
Yes, go through the kitchen, Cliff. Then you can go right down and won't have to go through the store to get outside.
Do be careful.
Oh, I do wish that Ben and Eli would get back.
Have confidence, ladies. You have a brave man to protect you. Here I go with hurry, tie, and fist clenched.
Yell to us if you're in danger, Cliff.
Oh, what do you suppose the prowlers want? Wish they'd go and rob someplace and stop scaring everybody like this.
Someplace else, that is.
Oh, Jenny, listen.
Yes, I hear it. That's someone climbing these front stairs, isn't it?
Yes.
Now be calm, everybody. Don't get excited.
Quick, lock the door.
Well, that lock's been busted for 23 years. There's only one thing to do. I'll turn out the lights and we'll have to fight for our lives.
I don't think I like it. Shh. Oh, this is awful.
I'm going to hit him with this chair.
Hey, what's going on here?
Eli.
Oh, it's him.
Turn on the light, somebody.
What in tarnation are you
trying to... Oh, Eli, darling, you don't know how glad we are to see you.
You're so glad to see me. You greet me with a chair,
Oh,
huh?
We've been so worried. And then them prowlers was out behind the store and Cliff...
Yes, what happened to Cliff?
Oh, the poor boy. Mr. Jenkins, go help him.
Now, please just relax and give me a chance to speak without nobody crowning me with a chair or something.
Well, I didn't know it was you, Eli.
Well, I hope not.
Now, as I was trying to say, Ben and me was just coming back when we saw the prowler around the house here, so Ben went around back to help Cliff.
And you didn't even go to help?
Well, I thought they could handle it.
That's a great sheriff for you. Leaves others to capture the prowler.
Yeah, I guess they made it all right. Here they come now.
Boy, I'm glad that's done.
Yep.
Is the prowler subdued?
Sure, we tied him to a stake out there.
What is this? Eli, you're holding something back.
Well, maybe. But why don't we finish our practicing first, and then I'll tell you all about it.
Cliff, won't you tell us?
Oh, I'm in the mood to sing, not talk.
You devils, knowing how curious we are. All right, have it your own way.
Ben, you sing the verses on this one now.
You got tied up back there.
Well, I guess we'll have to tell, eh, boys?
Should we let him stew a little longer?
Eli.
All right. It was a horse.
A horse?
A drunk horse. Ben can tell you how he got that way.
Oh, shucks, I guess it was all my fault. I'd left an old barrel of oats out behind my store, and after a while, they fermented.
You should see this horse. What a hangover he'll have.
Now, what do you think of that? And that's all that the people have been hearing?
My stars, all this fuss over a drunk horse.
Yeah, it sure has been a lot of excitement this evening, but I'm mighty glad it's over now.
Tired, Pa.
Uh-huh, and I don't feel so good, Jenny. I guess it's them cookies of Miss Mulvey's. They was kind of heavy, I guess.
You darling.
Huh? Oh, what do you mean?
Never mind what I mean. I'm just awful happy all of a sudden. Something happened out of all this that kind of made me realize all I've got.
Ma, you just don't make sense. Why does it make you so happy that Miss Mulvey's cookies made me sick?
Never mind, Eli. You wouldn't understand. Only another woman would.
There's music in the air when you call me.
everybody's happy again, just as it should be. The folks down our way have little differences like folks anywhere. But when there's a good lot of understanding, you never need to be afraid of little things. We'll be saying goodbye till next time there, singing practice at Eli Jenkins. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.